Next year we need to deal with some halachas of returning lost items as Shabbos Aveda. Is what to do now. You have the Veda. So there are really three steps that a person has to address in that area. The first is, what are your responsibilities in regards to taking care of the item as you have it? The second issue you have to deal with is, how do you announce it and get it, how do you get it back? What are your responsibilities? What do you need to do in order to get it back to the owner? And the third issue you need to address is, what do you do if the person did not claim it? Nobody's come to claim this item. You've announced it, you've done what you're supposed to do, and nobody's come to claim with it. What are your responsibilities at that point in time? The Gemara goes through various different responsibilities that the Shomer has to maintain the item while he's holding on to it. The Gemara talks about an example where if you find their swarm written in the form of a scroll, so, and they were made on parchment, it potentially has the possibility to deteriorate and to get a mold, etc. So you have to open it and get air inside of it on a constant basis. The Gemara discusses these ideas of using different things. So you were mechuyev to actually use it in order to maintain it in some way, make sure it was maintained. Things which have no need to do that, obviously you're not allowed to touch them, not yours, you're not allowed to touch them. And the Gemara also talks about the responsibility a person has to maintain that it's in a safe place. So a person basically has the responsibility to make sure that the item is safe and it does not deteriorate in any way. Once that is so, his main responsibility now is to make sure that the owner gets it back. So he has to announce it. What is, the Gemara says, at the time of the Chazal, they would announce it in the Beis Hamikdash, and that was possible. Nowadays, the law says you announce it in a shul, because that was assuming, nowadays, at the time of the halacha, most people did go to shul, and announcing in the shul, especially on Shabbos, would be a very effective way of everybody knowing about the fact that you found this lost item. Obviously, nowadays, we can't assume that that is so. There are many different shuls, as opposed to one central shul. Not everybody goes to shul. So basically, you put up some type, you announce it, or you put up some type of a mudah in a place where people will see it. You're not afraid to spend money. So I do not need to spend money to take out a newspaper ad to announce this lost item. But I do have to put up a sign in as many places as I can think where people will now know, or announce it in such a way where people will find out about it. Let's say I put up a sign, and I come back a week later and somebody took it down. Am I mechuyev to keep putting it up? Like, you know, how many times am I mechuyev to put it up? So Moshe says in the Tshuva that a person is mechuyev to put it up is to the point in time where he thinks the person will probably have known about it. And now mechuyev to go beyond that point. So if it's up there for 1 or 2 or 3 weeks and you think right now probably the owner has seen it, you're not mechuyev to do it anymore. Regardless of taking out a newspaper ad, if you think the owner, it's valuable enough to the owner that he'd be willing to pay for the ad, so listen, you know, it cost me X amount of money, I would like to charge you. You're allowed to charge him for that. He might refuse to pay. But if you think he would pay for it, then you should take it out and give him the bill afterwards. So any expenses that you incur, you have a right to charge it. Once a person is aware of it, and if they contact you, you have no fear to deliver it to him. He must come to you. If he knows about it, he has to come to you. You do not need to bring the item to him. So you have to make sure that he knows about it, and that's it. After that, it's his responsibility. What do we do about unclaimed items? We'll talk about Bez Hashem tomorrow. Have a good morning.